The Innisfil Pop-Up Market will present its fourth annual holiday market on Saturday. More than 25 vendors will offer their unique and interesting products at the Stroud Innisfil Community Center, 7883 Yonge Street, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Our vendors offer a wide variety of items, from handmade crafts and holiday decor to unique gifts, local food products, and artisan treats, including food truck options outdoors, said market founder Nina LaCosta. Santa Claus and the Grinch will make appearances at the event, and there will be a smart TV giveaway. The first 100 people to make a purchase will receive a free swag bag. They'll include things like coupons for local businesses, small samples from our vendors, and festive treats. It's our way of saying thank you to those who support our vendors by shopping local, LaCosta said. Non-perishable food items will be collected for the Innisfil Food Bank. LaCosta explained that she planned to arrange a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the market's fifth anniversary next year, but extenuating circumstances changed her perspective. After a very challenging year for my family, during which both my daughter and I had emergency surgeries, and my husband survived a heart attack, I felt that this year's market is even more meaningful as a milestone, she said. These experiences have taught me to cherish every year as a blessing. The ribbon-cutting ceremony now feels like a celebration not just of the market, but of resilience and community, and I'm so grateful to continue showcasing local businesses in Innisfil and beyond, LaCosta added. Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan will be in attendance for the ribbon-cutting ceremony at 10 a.m. If you are looking to check some items off your holiday shopping list, I encourage you to attend, said Dolan. We are fortunate to live in a community with so many talented artisans, and supporting them by shopping local is key to helping this growing holiday market thrive. Two of those artisans are Adrian DeLuca, founder of Drizzled by Adrian, and Jewel Snaps Photography founder Julie Kennedy. DeLuca started baking with her mother and grandmother when she was very young. It was always her dream to open a bakery, so she started her business in May 2023. This will be her first time at the holiday market. I will be selling gourmet stuffed cookies, fudgy brownies, homemade marshmallows, and mug toppers, she said. I love to brighten someone's day with my treats. The community's support means everything to me. I wouldn't be able to do what I do without them. The love and support I have been shown since starting my small business has been so unbelievably heartwarming. It's truly like having a huge extended family, and I am so grateful for everyone, DeLuca added. This will be Kennedy's third time as a vendor at the holiday market. She has been in the photography business for 13 years and will be selling prints of some of her work on canvas, as well as coasters, tree ornaments, and greeting cards. Having community support is special because they are who trust me with their wedding photos, family photos, and other important events and milestones, she said. And then to have people support my artwork as well as just the icing on the cake. They allow me to support my family. The event has several sponsors this year, including Structured Property Inspections, Gemma Leggett Real Estate Broker, and Innisfil Eye Center. Their support helps make this event possible, and we really appreciate their commitment to supporting local initiatives, LaCosta said. There's something for everyone, whether you're looking for that perfect gift or just want to browse the festive offerings. Follow the Innisfil Pop-Up Market on Instagram for additional updates.